guess I can ask, is that burn-off well still behind that property that you, the green building property you're talking about?
That building, that burn-off has been removed for about 6 to 8 months now.
Oh, okay.
They came in there and they removed all their equipment.
Oh, okay.
And that was one of their excuses, was
it? Still got a Volkswagen vehicle parked back there?
Yep. And that's one of the things that was brought up on the nuisance.
Okay.
Other than the back door, the bay door in the back, they had boarded it up very inexpensive. Well, that thing just collapsed totally. And it's accessible.
Yeah.
And it's become quite a bit of a nuisance and a fire hazard and stuff. But the equipment that was out there is totally gone.
Well,
and I'm working a lot with those folks up in the bridges area. I think at one time somebody requested that the city pay more attention to them. Well, I'm paying attention to them, and they're not very happy with it, but I'm trying to clean up the weeds, the junk vehicles, some of the trash and debris in the area. So I'm hoping they see that the city's not neglecting them.
They might have been talking working about the Parks and Recreation guy, maybe, instead.
I just know that
instead of the code enforcement guy.
Yeah, it's quite nice out there now. Folks see me wandering around and stuff. I think I was turned in twice out there. And PD, of course, pulled me over and asked me, what are you doing out here? ID. But they're doing their job. Yeah. And I sort of figured that. That's fine. I'll just wait on Leon
for all the time. He appeals it to the county.
Yeah. I show him the mirror. He's deep in that backlog. You just look suspicious.
I know. Yeah. Leon's probably out there visiting.
Probably so, yeah.
Well, I think we'll move on anyway. Okay. Do I have a motion for item 11 and 12? They're both the same. Motion. You have a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
You guys have a good day.
Thank you. Item number 14, here briefing for the city of Brownfield Recreational Director, Scott Jackson.
Morning.
Good morning, Mr. Jackson. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Doing great. You guys all have a report that I prepared for council from last quarter. If you have any questions, I'm here to answer anything you might have any concerns with, or any projects we might have ongoing, or we've done, completed. One of the only things I want to tell the council is we have in our advanced ticket sales, our discounted ticket sales, starting this weekend, Friday, Saturday, April 21st, 22nd, there at the pool. On Friday from 5 to 7, we'll be selling discounted tickets. Then on Saturday mornings from 8 to 12, we'll be doing our discounted ticket sales there at the pool. So, and then we'll do that again in May 13th and 14th there at the pool.
Could you explain a little bit on the YMCA?
Okay. Well, a lot of the council isn't aware that the YMCA has come in and under a cooperative with the city. They are doing a lot of the sports organizations. They're doing all the scheduling and more or less running a lot of the organizations that in the past used to be pretty autonomous. Girls softball, boys, Babe Ruth baseball, to take over some track, taking over the football leagues. From some of the organizations that used to run them in the past. They're looking to expand their adult programming to do more things for adults also and families. The WOW, along with their programs, their health programs that they have, they offer the fitness programs. They're trying to expand into the youth areas, which is a good thing for us. I mean, over the past several years, I know the city, and I've talked to Mr. Job about this and Willie, we've always tried to to provide some type of continuity with a lot of these sports organizations. And in the past, they've been pretty resistant. And so with the YMCA being in town and more or less working on all these organizations and having a director in place that doesn't have to be elected by members of various sports leagues, it's made it a lot easier to deal with these organizations because you only deal with one person. And we provide, the facilities, for the baseball and softball, and then the Y, they do the rest as far as organizing the scheduling, working with the parents, collecting fees and all of those type of things. So it's been a good partnership so far with those guys, and we hope to expand some of the programs that they're providing. So it's been a good relationship so far.
Are they going to move back to the old building anytime?
I don't know. I think they've got some issues over there with being landlocked. I think with their expansion, that land on the south side is for sale. Or they tried to purchase it, and the owner of that land refused to sell. With that damage they sustained, I guess, from the last big rain, they're working on repairing that roof inside there. But they need to expand. So I don't know what they're going to do as far as buildings. Right now they're out there on the Lubbock Highway.
Yeah, that seems to be a real small area.
That's real small building.
So. Yeah, so I mean, they're looking for areas to do their programming as far as the fitness. And I don't know if they're going back to that building or not. I know they're working on it, but.
Excuse me, who are we talking about?
YMCA.
YMCA.
Yeah. But they're pretty much, they're locked in over there. They can't expand like they need to.
Well, that building right there that had furniture and stuff like that.
Yeah, the one on, but there's no parking.
No parking. Yeah, that's
that building
sold.
There
were some people.
Holy soul.
There were some people.
CMS property out of Lubbock bought that.
Yeah, they were looking at it yesterday.
Yeah, but there's not any areas that they can expand or buy with. There's ample parking and ample space for what they need to be doing. So, eventually they might have to do
it. The Walmart building.
They're not that big, man. It's a lot of dough.
I'll tell you later.
Get to the prison.
But one other thing that made a few went out to the
too soon.
Aquatic Center, we've done some upgrades out there. You noticed our new pavilions we constructed out there. I think over the past several years we've been kind of fighting the elements as far as providing, umbrellas. That doesn't work. Not in West Texas. They blow off. They get destroyed before the season's over. And so we made an investment. Those two pavilions, which provide additional shade for our customers, and I think they'll really enjoy it this year. So
permanent metal.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so if you've been out there, if you've driven by there, and you've seen it, they look great. Really happy with them. We think our customers will be too. So.
How's our house building? What's he doing on Mound Lake?
They were going to go to a committee Tuesday, Monday or Tuesday. And as far as we could tell, they wanted a few tweaks to it, but it seems to be going through quite well.
Be able to use hot funds.
Oh, I got
you. That's going to be great.
That'll be great.
Right. Any questions for Mr. Jackson?
Moving we approve is read.
Okay. Second?
Second.
We have a motion is second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Go to item 15. Mr. Tony Savantis will give us our chief police report.
Say the best for last.
Make it real quick.
Did you need both of them? Yeah.
Council Mayor, thank you for having us. Well, we'll start off with this is going to be the quarterly report for January, February. Y'all received this in y'all's packet. There's nothing really major here. I'm just going to go over the call for services for January. We received 1,351, February 1,240, and March 1,372. These are the calls that we responded to. If you drop down to incidents where the judge talked about the citations, in January, we issued 110 citations, 93 for February, 69 for March. On arrest, you look across there, you got 69, 99, and 48 across. And then the total warrants served for a quarter in January was 27, 70 for February, 19 in March. It kind of fluctuates depending on what we're responding to the needs at that time. So it kind of will fluctuate on citations plus warrant service. Nothing outstanding for those 3 months for our department. We appreciate our good group of officers and employees.
We had a full staff.
Maybe short warm, but yeah, we're still needing a part-time animal control. It's a hard find.
That's a hard job.
That's a hard job. Continue trying to be a resource for our community. Like our outlook is, if we can't help you, if people are calling in and it's not a law enforcement issue, maybe we try to be resourceful for elderly, for anybody in the community to direct them to a place that can help them.
I haven't seen any sheep reports.
No sheep reports. Yes. we did get a call about a resident there on East Repta who walked outside and he had a herd of sheep in his front yard. And we had to.
Was he a shepherd?
He may have been a shepherd. I wish I had a camera to photograph that.
He called after
the shepherd. That's
scriptural.
Yes,
yes. Before
Easter.
Yeah, the mayor walked outside of his residence to be surprised to have at least, 12 sheep?
Nine sheep
right. In his front yard.
Yeah, knowing it probably.
Yeah. Great. Any questions?
Well, no, we're mowing it.
Yeah, fertilizer. All right. Do you have a motion to accept?
Make a motion to accept.
Can I have a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Pass. Thank you. See, we have a BidCorp meeting on Monday. Nice, long one. And a lot of good information. Small and micro enterprise revolving loan. We had that yesterday.
You didn't say what time?
The big court meeting is what time?
No, it was.
It was last night.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we had that revolving loan yesterday. It was very important. So.
Tip of the board today.
Well. Okay. Any other thing? For the good
move.
City?
Move to adjourn.
Yeah, motion to move to adjourn. Second,
sir.
Second. Not doing the next one.